I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He joins us live via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. He is the editor-in-chief and founder of Pro Football Talk, and he skips his lunch, pushes it back on Wednesdays for us. It is Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk on X. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Hey, I really made an exception yesterday, too. Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre Finds Out was available at noon Eastern for a podcast interview. I delayed my lunch by 45 minutes yesterday. Mm. I may have been getting the shakes by about 12:40.
We won't keep
you. Hold on, we got a mic problem.
Yeah, my bad. We won't keep you that long, Mike. I can promise you that. I am curious, though, about several things that have developed since the last time we talked to you. I guess we're still on Aaron Rodgers' watch, first off, and When is this going to end? When can you see this going until? What is the is there a deadline of some sort, or is this really a situation where it's just his world and Mike Tomlin's just happy to be along for the ride?
Well, I've used the metaphor for the past week or so now. The Steelers are the guy who is doing the big public proposal on a knee, holding the little box, opened up with the ring, and waiting and waiting and waiting and basically saying, take your time. No hurry. Whenever you want to let me know, we'll be good to go. Previously, Tomlin has said the line of demarcation is training camp. Recently, Art Rooney, the owner of the team, said they'll wait a little while longer. Look, Brett Favre didn't show up in Minnesota until halfway through August in 2009. And once he showed up and started throwing lasers all over the place, nobody cared. So I think Rodgers at some level is banking on the reality that when he shows up and he starts throwing passes that make a sound when they go by a guy's helmet that the guy's never heard before, they'll forget about everything that led up to that point. But it does put more pressure on Rodgers because if the Steelers struggle early this year, especially early, it'll be easy to say, you know, if he just would have been there, if he would have been committed, if he would have been locked in, if he would have been present, maybe we wouldn't have struggled to start the season. So I think the sooner he gets there, the better. And I kind of got a little animated about it on PFT Live today. Like, at some point, it becomes exhausting that he won't just tell people what he wants to do. He does this Q&A session at the Mike Studd concert, words that I never thought would come out of my mouth in that order. And he's being very coy about, you know, playing in Chicago and this, that, and everything. Just tell people what you're going to do. You know what you're going to do. Tell them.
Right. Yeah, he's getting too old for this stuff. Like, I mean, in terms of even his play. Like, I was thinking about that as we were just talking about that, Mike. Like, this feels like the Pittsburgh Steelers are better than this. Like, they're sort of playing on the level of Aaron Rodgers right now. It's kind of sad to see the Pittsburgh Steelers, as proud of a franchise as they are, looking desperate for the quarterback position. And, you know, this goes back. I mean, since Roethlisberger, they have been trying every year with different ideas to get the quarterback position right, and they haven't been able to do it. And this just feels, I don't know, it just feels yucky and desperate to me for the sake of the Steelers. Well,
and desperation is the key. You know, after Terry Bradshaw retired, remember in 1983, they passed on Dan Marino, the local product. And can you imagine what the Steelers would have been with Dan Marino? But the thinking was, and Tony Dungy tells this story, that they didn't want to make things awkward with Terry Bradshaw at the end of his career. And Bradshaw ended up playing in a grand total of one more regular season game before he retired because of chronic elbow problems. So they missed out on Marino. And now they're trying to find the next guy after Ben Roethlisberger. It was 20 years from Bradshaw to Roethlisberger. Now we've got 3-4 years and we're waiting for the next franchise quarterback. And they seem to be willing to do the deal, to sell their soul, to do whatever it takes to wait for Rodgers. And what you said about it's not something that Steelers usually do, there's a lot of fans that are upset with this. They don't think it properly reflects the status of the organization for the Steelers to act that desperate. And I think every time somebody says something like Cam Hayward, when he said a couple of months ago, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't. When Bradshaw throws, and it's a great insult, like chew on bark and whisper to the gods. It's just a great, I got to use chew on bark as often as I can. But there are fans who respond to that saying, yes, we don't want this. We don't want him. If he doesn't want to be here, we don't want him. He should be here by now. He shouldn't put us in the position that we're stuck on our knee, holding the box, flipped open, saying, please take the ring. Fans of the Steelers think that that organization is above that kind of desperation.
Well, also, given that this is a lot of what we observed during the, I guess, the original Brett Favre retirement dance, whatever you want to call it, when the news cycle was much simpler and it revolved around like him and Tiger Woods at the time. I feel like Rodgers remembers that very clearly. You know, Rodgers was the one waiting in the wings the whole time. And, you know, I've made several references to you, Mike, about the idea of Rodgers actually mirroring that as much as he possibly can. So I wouldn't be surprised if he waits that long until August to make any decision. And while that's also going on, you also have the piece that Kirk Cousins is still available if somebody wants to pony up for that contract, big if. But that's somebody who, if teams were desperate enough and had that kind of cap space or some sort of way to move around it, might also be able to do something. Like, both those things are still in play for me. We could be talking about both of these guys for a long time.
Oh, especially Cousins, because I think the best play for the Falcons is to not have him around. It's going to be a distraction. It makes things awkward. You want Michael Penix Jr. to take over that team. Cousins waits, stays in shape, and if and when there's a serious injury to a starting quarterback, then maybe somebody comes calling. We've seen it multiple times where a team loses its starter and becomes desperate and starts looking for anyone they can find, and Cousins may be that guy who is available if and when it happens this year. So it makes sense for him to not be there. It makes sense for the Falcons to move on. But it's Cousins right now as an alternative for the Steelers if Rodgers doesn't work out. And Rodgers has the power. The Steelers have given him the ability to take his time, the ability to make whatever demands he wants to make. They are so desperate. And by doing something they've never done before, in trading for DK Metcalf and giving him a top-of-the-market receiver contract, they've never given a stranger to the team a market-value contract like the one they gave to DK Metcalf. It is so out of character for the Steelers, and I think it underscores how much power Rodgers has. He can dictate terms. He can say, I want to call the plays. He can say, I want to use my offense. Hell, he can say, I want Nathaniel Hackett to come with me. And I fully expect that they'll trade for Alan Lazard if and when Rodgers signs. So he's got that kind of power. And I also believe, you know, some would say, well, you can't say he's craving attention because he's not saying anything. No, he's not saying anything, but he's smart enough to know that not saying anything generates as much attention and speculation and discussion as if he were talking every single day.
Mike Florio, creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, something you just posted to ProFootballTalk.com. I'm really curious about this. It's about the big, beautiful bill that's currently under consideration up on Capitol Hill, and that there is a big negative for NFL owners wrapped in this bill. What can you tell us about that? And I'm just curious as to your opinion, if this is any level of payback, because we all know the history that Donald Trump has, of course, with the NFL.
Yeah, I quickly exhaust the limits of my legal knowledge when I talk about tax law, something I never knew anything about. But the new bill, which some call, you know, tax break for billionaires, it's got a provision in there that cuts in half the available write-off for what we call intangible assets, which, bottom line, it's picking the pockets of future owners to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And even though it doesn't affect the current owners, it will drive the price down for owners who otherwise would have had that tax break available to them. And there's a mention in the New York Times report that last week when the owners got together in Minneapolis, they were told to call their senators to try to lobby against this because it's passed the House. It hasn't passed the Senate yet. And there is this speculation that it's part of the very delicate dance that's happening between 345 Park Avenue and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And you see a lot of just very careful, no sudden moves, don't say anything to get the attention of an executive order. The NFL is being very, very careful about the Rooney Rule and other DEI efforts because we know how the White House feels about that. So, yeah, is this an effort by the president to stick it to the NFL? Well, it's affecting all sports owners. And it goes against what has been this desire to help out the really rich and reduce their tax burden. So it's something to monitor, and we'll see whether or not the Senate is able to write it out of the bill and if it makes its way into what ultimately will be signed by the president.
Mike, you talked to Pablo Torre about the Bill Belichick saga episodes. What's a good word for this?
It's a
confusion
now.
Whatever the hell's going on.
Yeah, yes. Like the if I'm a recruit at North Carolina, I'm really wondering what I'm doing with my summer and my fall situation.
It is an amazing story because I think if you were going to make a list of all of the people who have ever coached in the NFL, top to bottom, as most likely to least likely to create this kind of a distraction for his program, Bill Belichick would have been at the very bottom of the list. And the fact that it feels like there are active efforts to cover things up and play a PR game that may or may not be rooted in any truth whatsoever, it's chum in the water for curious journalistic minds that want to get to the truth. And the harder they work to conceal the truth, the more adamant people like Pablo Torre become in getting to the truth. And Friday is a key date. He told me yesterday that he's got some pending public records requests because North Carolina is a public institution. The emails sent and received by the employees are fair game for public disclosure. And if Belichick wanted to avoid that, he should have gone to work for Duke, which is a private institution. But that's all out there. And Torre is owed documents on Friday, and he said if he doesn't get them, if there's a failure to comply with the legal obligation, he'll do what's necessary to get it. So there could be litigation initiated by Torre against North Carolina to try to get these documents if North Carolina fails to provide public records that Torre believes he's entitled to. So this thing is just going to keep going and going, and at some point there's going to be a football game to be played, and I feel like that there will be developments that we haven't even contemplated that will unfold as the summer approaches the start of the college football season.
How absolutely ludicrous to put stress on a state budget by even more than a cent to try to fight a Freedom of Information Records Act request about correspondence regarding Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
And it's clear that they're obsessed with controlling the narrative. Look at our story where Channing Crowder, one of the three hosts of the Pivot podcast, accidentally told the truth about the extent to which she choreographed Belichick's interview by Ryan Clark a couple of weeks ago. And now Crowder's out there publicly apologizing. And Ryan Clark is saying she didn't choreograph the interview and then explaining what happened in a way that when you see what was done. Somebody sure choreographed that interview. So the whole thing is just strange. The level of control is incredible. And June 1 is a key date because that's when Bill Belichick's price tag for walking away drops from $10 million to $1 million. And I believe that gives him power. And he can say to North Carolina, I want this, I want that, or else I'm walking and you're going to be stuck and you're not going to have a coach to deliver on the season tickets you've sold out and the unprecedented interest in your football program. And all I have to do is write this check and I'm gone. So I think it could get more interesting and more compelling once he has that hammer of the ability to say to UNC, I'm out of here if you don't give me what I want.
I think this just reminds me that maybe I've been asking guys like you, Mike Florio, and other NFL experts the wrong question, because I keep asking, is Bill Belichick ever going to coach in the NFL again? And a lot of people say, no, no way, ain't going to happen. Is he going to make it through this season as the head coach at North Carolina?
I believe right now he's determined to do it, and he's not going to walk away, and he is going to coach the team. But to the extent that any of the stories we've seen and the reporting that's been done would suggest that she's got some kind of strange control over him, right? If she says, Bill, let's go, we're leaving, what's he going to say? Because she seems to be doing everything else that she tells him to do. If she decides that they're leaving North Carolina for other opportunities, other avenues, you know, she already reportedly was offered Dancing with the Stars, but she can't do it because it's during football season. Well, if he's not coaching during football season, that opens up a whole new universe of time available for her to do whatever she wants. Yeah, she's clearly the wild card in all of this going forward. And if she says we're leaving, it sure seems like, based upon everything we've seen, that he's going to say okay and off he's going to go.
Yeah, well, that's a good excuse either if you have a job or you possibly can't dance. I'm just going to throw that out there. Not saying that you can't, just that that would be a great excuse to be like, oh, yeah, I've got, you know, this thing to do. Like, you could use any season as an excuse, theoretically. Oh, it's the NBA playoffs. Oh, it's baseball season. You know, we could come up with quite a few, Mike, as we tend to do. Mike Florio, thank you so much for joining us. Mike from Pro Football Talk and on the Circus Sports Hotline. Thanks again.
Have a great week.
See, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. I do think that's hilarious. Oh, I can't do it because it's football season.
I mean, I get it.
I can't do it because it's professional lacrosse season.
She's got, if she's doing that, who's watching Bill Belichick? Who's controlling
theoretically himself?
Come on, we're going.
No, that,
we're going.
We're past that. That doesn't happen anymore. That's what we've learned through this whole process, through these episodes.
The real wild card, too, and this has been reported here and there, probably something for a later show, is that the guy who has been very public and used to appear as a guest on our station regularly is Michael Lombardi. And he was always his conciliary. He was his right-hand man. He's the executive arm to all of this. And he has been mysteriously quiet. And if you've ever heard Mike talk, whether it's on this station, whether it's in other interviews on YouTube or whatever, that man is not afraid to speak his mind.
No, he's told us the previous two quarterbacks to Caleb Williams weren't going to work.
Correct.
And, before
and
anybody
his,
else.
His silence in all of this is very concerning because it is a deliberate action right now on his part. So that's something that I think will also, it's starting to percolate now, and I'm glad because I had asked that question just to myself in my private sports.
Get him
thoughts.
On the blower right now, Ray. Let's get him on.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Michael. Yeah. When nobody else has gotten Michael Lombardi. And extend Kyle Tucker. I'm just going to keep doing this.
What about PCA?
What about PCA? We could have yelled that on the microphone.
Oh, what about Stank?
We could have yelled, what about Danks?
Hey, he got paid, man. You know, what about Danks? Nothing. Danks got paid.
Yes, absolutely. He did. We didn't have to ask about Danks at that point. What other things we could have asked at the time? Like, there was a pay Allen Robinson movement for a while.
Yeah,
we could have
yeah.
revisited that.
Pay Allen Robinson. Pay everybody.
How could
pay
you
everybody.
Give $5 million to Adeki Arabu? That line lives rent free in my head.
Guys, it's not my money. There is no salary cap. Pay them all.
Yeah. See, you could have said
that
yesterday.
Too. Pay them all.
Like, that's the real question is if you had the opportunity, what would you have said?
We did have the opportunity.
You know what?
We wish Pat Hughes a happy birthday. We sang on a key that made sense for the crowd. We did the right thing. We were team players.
You know what I'm looking forward to hearing is what Ian Happ has to say when he comes in here. I'm going to have him fully evaluate you two, to be completely honest.
I did make sure. I did have some moles in the Cubs clubhouse. He made sure that they needed to judge.
One of them,
I actually will save this for the next segment, even though we're going to talk Bears. One of them we are big fans of on this show.
Mm.
Big fans.
Somebody who was watching and judging?
Yeah, and is a part of the Cubs crew. So okay. I'll leave you with that. Albert Breer and SI came out with an article that we all believe is a response to the Seth Wickersham article that is a preview of the book that he's coming out with in September. So that is next. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody and a bunch of awesome people at Brickhouse Tavern.
What's up?
Here with us on The Score. So that's coming up next. Hang with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're getting to know each other. He's been in the building 6 weeks now, 6.5 weeks now, and getting to know him on a personal level. And the more time we spend together, the better I feel. We got a great coaching staff around him as well, with JT Barrett leading the charge. Declan's in the room. Press Taylor's in the room. So we've got some good seasoned voices in there. And then you bring in a guy like Case Keenum. He does a great job with his experience bridging that gap sometimes between coaching and playing, and finding any potholes that could be in there.
We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, but Rahimi Harris and Mark Grody today are live from Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville.
That's all you folks.
Our crew is here. They are at Brick House. It is a fun time, and they get to join us, and we get to be with them this rainy morning. In fact, we're coming to you live from the Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville for Cubs on Deck. Ian Happ will join us at noon for an hour. That'll be really fun. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. That was, of course, Ben Johnson talking at the most recent press availability with Bears OTAs. We understand they have another one of those today. Mm-hmm. The schedule can be scattered, but we've gotten that information. We also have a piece of information that came out from Albert Breer. This is on Sports Illustrated, and it is one of the subheads. He talks about the passing of Jim Irsay to begin, which makes sense. Caleb Williams, though, is part of it. And the headline is, Caleb Williams has gotten a lot of attention for being out on the team's old regime. but every indication over the past 4 months is that he's been in on the new one. Brewer goes on to say, and I'd say that with this very important caveat, it is pretty easy for a quarterback to buy in on a first-year coach with an offensive background who is hired, at least in part, to get his own career off the ground. No one's lost a game or thrown a pick or had a plan come undone. That said, from day one, Williams' buy-in on Ben Johnson has been high. The 23-year-old was there alongside DJ Moore and Robodunze for the introductory press conference, which is a small but notable thing for a guy to do coming off of his rookie year. That, in turn, gave the two their first chance to sit down and talk face-to-face. So this goes on a little bit. It talks about coaches understanding that he was sacked 68 times. It goes on to mention, you know, the details, whether it's, for example, it says there was a smattering of small things, like on the first play of one game, he turned to his left, thinking the motion was coming, what was actually coming from the right. That needed to be cleaned up. And all of this, I think, is some sort of reset in response to, again, what we've talked about a lot, which is that Seth Wickersham article previewing his book coming out. I will again reiterate, Caleb Williams' father is the one who spoke on his behalf. He also acts as his agent. Yeah, that was significant information to all of this. What were you guys' takeaways when you saw this? I just thought it was reiterating things that we already knew.
Well, I think that one of the really important things that was pointed out, and hearing the bite coming in talking about Case Keenum, that was a big hole in the game last year for Caleb Williams, not having an adult in the quarterback room, so to speak. And that's no slight on Tyson Bagent. Tyson Bagent, he's got his own thing going on. You know what I mean? Like, Tyson Bagent wants to be a starter in this league. So in his head, he's competing for a job. He's not trying to tutor Caleb Williams. And I don't know that we would want him doing that. So the fact that they have Case Keenum in that room now, they're telling you how important that was. And another mistake made by the Bears last year to not have that guy in the room with him. I did think it was interesting, too, that in that article that there are two areas of improvement that they're talking about Caleb Williams needing, and that is the body language, where he's slow to pull himself up off the field. And I get it, he got knocked down a lot, but like you got to show up a little bit in that regard. And then the pre-snap procedure. And I think that's we're getting to an area there now where I think Bears fans should appreciate it, because that is about on the field. That is about taking charge, getting the play out quickly, recognizing the protections, knowing the routes of your receivers. So that's some real stuff that we all are at this point assuming that Ben Johnson is going to take care of, to make better at this point.
I think, Grody, Layla, when you look at what Caleb Williams' expectations are from the coaches, the fan base, the NFL at large, they expect him to be a superstar. He was drafted number one overall, and he obviously did not have a rookie season necessarily becoming of a superstar for a variety of reasons. Whether you want to talk about the coaching staff, whether you want to talk about, I don't know, being a rookie quarterback in the NFL, you could talk about the offensive line. What this Albert Breer report did was it kind of put things straight in terms of, hey, here are the things that are better for Caleb Williams now than they were last year. Case Keenum exists. He's there. And read a direct quote from this. Williams has taken advantage of it in using Keenum almost as another coach after hours.
How about that?
To work around the CBA mandated limits on what the coaches can actually do with the players at this point in the calendar. But more importantly than that is that you're seeing direct results of a coach cleaning things up. It's a reset for Caleb Williams, whether people want to admit it or not. He's got a brand new coaching staff that he's dealing with right now. And the first thing a brand new coaching staff is going to do is get rid of whatever bad habits they can easily see on tape. So they're going over that right now. And I think this story, although you can question the timing of it, what it came behind, it's just good news. And you should be in good news mode if you're the Bears or if you're a Bears fan. It should be good news right now.
Two people I never thought I would talk so much about in the Bears offseason are Kyle Monongai and Case Keenum.
Well, Case Keenum.
What do you got against Monongai?
But my point is, yes, it's great that these people are here. Yeah, but at the same time, one is a seventh round pick in the draft who is a running back because you needed a running back, and that's who your draft board dictated you get. And the other one is, yeah, I am aware of Case Keenum's repertoire, probably more so than most people in this room, as I had been following him since his high school career back in Abilene. But the point is, that's not the only voice that needs to happen here as far as what he needs to do. When Caleb Williams needs to watch tape, yes, the coaches only have limited time with him. I would assume there's some dialogue about homework there. Pre-snap reads is what we're talking about when it came to the motion example that Albert Breer illustrates. And yeah, I do think that Case Keenum will help, just like I think other veterans in the room, like Joe Tooney, for example, Grady Jarrett, will help when it comes to understanding overall morale, not letting one game beat you 10 times in a row, and things like that. But the body language piece of it to me is not something that I was worried about with Caleb Williams.
Me either. And
when that was pointed out, I'm asking, why is that something that was important to this group? You know, that's a part of this where I'm going, yeah, we'd all have been in that situation and felt the same way. I didn't mind when he was lying on the bench. I totally understand that was happening.
The man was beat up, and I get it. If you're Ben Johnson, you're like, well, quarterback shouldn't act like that. Well, you know what? You kept your quarterback clean. He didn't get sacked. He got sacked basically less than half the amount of times that Caleb Williams got sacked last year. There's a reason Jared Goff is able to carry himself with a bit more composure, not just because he's a veteran quarterback, but because he's not getting blown up every other play. Now, some of that is on Caleb Williams not getting rid of the ball quick enough, but a lot of that is on scheme and protection. And I was curious as to why that was such a big deal, but maybe he's sending a message, whoever this is, giving this information to Albert Breer by having this go. And to your point about the homework component of this for Caleb Williams, nothing helps with homework from somebody who's had a rough go of it, let's say, in their last report card, than getting a tutor. Case Keenum's the tutor, and he's doing tutor's work right now.
I would hope it's also, but even Matt, Ben Johnson has talked before about who he has had work with him on his staff. He mentioned Harrison Freed a few times, that they had a relationship from the Miami Dolphins, and that was somebody who was helping Caleb Williams with download as far as information the offense was concerned. This is also something that happened last year, by the way. That was a big point of emphasis, was they talked about the Bears staff at the time, talking about working with him on that stuff before and after the limited time that coaches get with their players. So I feel like all of that is in line.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want us too much to depend on people who that's not their job, you know?
Imagine being Caleb Williams last year, because I think Caleb Williams was like us when they named Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator. We're all like, okay, who is this guy? Oh, he's the Geno Smith guy. And you do a little bit more research, and he's like, he's just perfectly mediocre. And now everybody is now confirming what we kind of already knew. I mean, it's already been said. Of course he loves Ben Johnson the same way everybody else does, based on his reputation and the body of work that you have seen from Detroit. So that is zero revelation to me that, of course, he is bought in on this guy, especially relative to what happened last year with Shane Waldron and two coaches getting fired. But here's the thing about Ben Johnson. He's got a very inexperienced offensive coaching staff, starting with Declan Doyle. And believe it or not, I think that's good, because I think for once, like every year we go through this. I mean, I started covering the Bears, you know, in the Mitch Trubisky time. I was there for just about and there were all these Mark Helfrich and Dave Ragone, all these voices around all of these guys. Like, who is Ben Johnson? I think for the first time as a head coach, play caller, that will be the guy who is 75% in his head teaching him. Now, the other guys are going to play their parts, but maybe not to the same extent that coaches did in the past with the support for his predecessor, Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. And I think that is good, that it's going to be Ben Johnson and him only a lot of times.
I think there's an element of teaching the teachers. For a first-time head coach, you've got to teach your coaching staff how to be an extension of you. And that is especially the case when you hear Ben Johnson mention his offensive coaches. One of the first questions we all asked was, what exactly is Declan Doyle at 28 years old, being asked to do? So that's a big part of it. And to his credit, Ben Johnson told you what he wanted his quarterback to do, is see the game through his eyes. I would assume some of that carries over to your coaching staff.
I think one of the advantages of having such a young coaching staff on the offensive side is being able to mold them to see things the way that you see them, just like he's trying to do with Caleb Williams. And there's no bad habits there that have to be unlearned, because they're guys that he has already vetted and said, I can make sure this guy sees it the way I see it. Everybody on down in the coaching staff, all the way to the backup quarterback.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, Ben Johnson isn't the one throwing the passes. Ben Johnson isn't the one necessarily making a pre-snap read. You know, the motion issues were there. Like, how many times have we talked about the first drive of games?
Mm-hmm.
A million times.
Yeah.
And that's something that we'll, again, focus on. And I can't wait until the next drive that's executed and they drive down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, at some point in time, like I've said it a million times, Layla, at some point in time, with all the excuses gone on those first few plays of the game, there's one common denominator that was out there, and that was number 18, Caleb Williams. So there are really, whether you want to see it or not, there are obvious areas, and this is good, that where you can improve Caleb Williams, and he can improve. It's not like you think about some of the real issues last year with, and Caleb had, you know, like for a rookie, an average season. But he did, he had some accuracy issues, but he didn't have those accuracy issues for the most part in college. So that is something that one can expect to get better on his watch, because Caleb Williams did not really, that was not really part of his story coming up and landing with the Bears.
Well, interesting notes from Albert Breer, but I think for the most part, you're right, Gertz, and there wasn't a lot that we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
But the body language one is one that kind of surprised me, because maybe it's we saw too many Justin Fields games year in and year out where that poor guy was also dealing with a lot of the same issues. So it just didn't stick out to me as much last season.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I guess it didn't really with me either. I didn't necessarily notice that. But if that's something that's being said, then obviously the players are talking about that. The coaches are talking about that. You know, you don't want to show your guys up. I mean, lay down on the, you know, on the ground, get up, let's go get in there, get the next play out, and let's recover from what just happened instead of hanging out.
That is correct. Coming up, it is halftime. We have more from Brick House Tavern. Our crew is starting to get some food in here. I always think the Brick House does a fantastic job with the food, so strongly recommend for everybody who's waiting in line to get to the buffet. In the meantime, we've got more to come here on the show. Rahimi Harris, Mark Grody, live to you from Wrigley. That's next on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. We are live from Brick House Tavern at Wrigleyville. Everybody loading up on the good food. We would do the same thing if we didn't have to do a show. But we do. Ian Happ is coming up in just about 10 minutes. You won't want to miss it. So I found this story. The list of, quote, old names, old lady names.
Oh, don't do that.
According to Gen Z.
So they asked a bunch of young people what's an old lady name.
But here's my favorite part is poor Gen Z. Like, we have left them with nothing. So if your youth is all you have because you can't afford anything and God knows what's happening to the planet. All right. Take your youth as your asset.
So these
here.
Are what they think of as old names for women.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And it's pretty funny because I can't imagine calling a grandmother Ashley.
Oh, no, so that's like, it. You'll appreciate this. My best friend who lives in Philly, Don. You know Don.
I do know Don.
Who doesn't know Don?
Okay, so.
He's awesome. Yeah. Don
so
Bell?
Don, that's who I went to the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Oh, shout out to Don then.
Okay. Yeah. He is always like, oh, these 80s names. And then he'd be like, Ashley, Lauren,
is Lauren on the list?
Elizabeth.
Let me see. They're not in alphabetical order.
Well, I'm just telling you, he'd be like, yeah, they're basically old lady names, but they're actually people our age. And I'm like, is this what the world's come to?
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm still going to part my hair to the side, too, because, again, I'm going to let the Gen Zs have their youth.
Hit us with some of these names.
And I'm going to let them have the crew socks because they don't understand technology allowed us to show our ankles. Like, a lot of the stuff that we wear was because technology allowed it. Like, skinny jeans happened because they put spandex in denim. They hadn't done that to that point yet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Layla Rahimi. Tell
actual
us more.
Technology.
Yes.
All right, so here they are in no particular order. Ashley, as we mentioned. Mm. Kelly. Kelly is an old name.
Yes, Kelly. This is, yeah.
We got a lot of names, Marshall.
Go.
If you go by each one, Ian Happ is going to be waiting a long time.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Amanda, Lisa, Jessica, Jordan. Uh-oh, Jordan Hudson. Watch out.
They're not so young anymore, are
you? You could also just call these basic names. They're basic names.
They are essential names. Stephanie, Michelle.
Steph.
Jennifer, Shelly.
Oh, yeah.
Shelly was a name I heard more from adults in the 80s. Christy, Laura, Tori, Tracy, Stacy, Kathy. I don't know a lot of people our age named Kathy.
These are
Kathy has a head reputation.
Kathy with a K or a C.
Yeah.
C.
Amy, Tammy.
Tammy.
Oh,
Crystal, Heather.
Mm.
I did know like
there's
a bunch
little movie
Heathers.
Called The Heathers.
Correct. Angela and Angie, which is essentially short for Angela.
Has anybody heard their name so far? Anybody?
Anybody at Brick House?
See?
Oh, no. And you're not old. What the heck is happening?
No, I'm
saying
young. Were all these? Were you guys born in the 80s or 90s?
80s, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
your,
these
Kathy?
Are 80s names.
Is it Kathy? Kathy? What's your name? Oh, Amanda. Amanda's on the list.
Yeah, okay, so these are, quote, old names. But also...
Sorry, Amanda.
Also, here's my issue. Why are we asking them for so many judgments? Like, why...
What are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah, like, why... Like, what do you expect when you ask young people about their impression of the world? Like, do you expect them to be, like, welcoming and open and measured and interested? No.
Do you have the man list on there?
This is the kind of commentary you're going to get. No, there is no.
Okay.
Not on this one.
I want to know if Mark has made it into old
people. This is from the Instagram account Scary Mommy.
Okay.
So, no.
That's good to have fun with names.
It's always a pretty funny... It's always a pretty funny... like posting site that they have.
You get
like,
your information from Scary Mommy.
I got
I was wondering
this
where you get your
yes,
info.
Okay. All of my news
you
comes
go
from
wherever
Scary
you can get
Mommy.
A survey. You get a survey, you can find out interesting information.
The Scary Mommy and Don.
The headline says, "Bad news, Jessica. Gen Z wrote this list of old lady names."
And she has a terrified look on her face.
And I was
face.
Like, "Bad news, Jessica is enough for me to like this post." So
what else you
I
got
thought
in
it
there?
Was funny.
What else you got? Okay.
A bunch of stuff.
Oh, you got some pictures. Nice.
Yeah, a lemon okay. post set recipe because
so
that's
wait, do we
taking
have time
over
for one
the
more
internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to give a shout out. So yeah, we
they're
got
like,
time. Go
just
ahead.
Just make this 19 ingredient thing with these complicated steps, and then you have this lovely dessert.
What
I'm like,
on
you
Instagy?
Think? Yeah.
Usually, oh, not, I'm not okay with this idea that Hollywood has right now, which is like we struggle with anything original. It's all got to be a sequel. But then I came across the sequel that's coming out May 1st of 2026. And I was like, you know what? I'll ride with that because I enjoyed this original movie so much that I want to see what happens next.
We have 11 months to get ready.
Yeah. The movie that's coming out May 1st, 2026, The Devil Wears Prada 2.
What?
See,
what?
You got
oh,
applause.
Oh, this is getting some applause.
Yes.
Well, including Jenna.
Our own Jenna Duddleston.
Jenna D's like, yo, that's great.
Yeah. Why is it great, though? Because the end of that movie told a lot of truths that are still very much the case in 2025.
But Amanda, what do you think?
Her boyfriend made her quit her job, and we're supposed to believe she's more happy. The side shaming was also a thing. And the lead executive's character,
Miranda Priestly,
resented her. And this is different how?
Well, this movie is with the times. So this is
was
about,
it not?
It's going to follow Miranda Priestly.
Mm.
And it's all going to be about how she's navigating her career amid the decline of traditional magazine publishing. Mm.
And which she is, still wears Prada. She insists upon herself.
And her husband still resents her, and other men are making the women in the business quit their jobs so they'll be, quote, happier. But
listen,
then the most interesting thing about them is that they lost weight in the movie.
Anything with Meryl Streep, I'm here for. Anything with Emily Blunt, I'm also here for. And then they don't have her yet, but they're in talks with Anne Hathaway on returning.
If they don't have Anne Hathaway.
No, I'm just, if it's just, because apparently in this sequel, Emily Blunt's character has risen up, whereas you know Anne Hathaway's character left the company altogether. So I'm here for it.
For the BF.
No, it wasn't for the
work-life balance.
Yeah, it was more work-life balance.
Can I raise you?
He's like, you've changed. And she's like, you're right, Adrian Grenier. We're totally not having this conversation on Entourage.
No,
I want to raise you really quickly. We've got a break here, but I got to raise you a sequel. I just saw The Accountant 2. Was it you that told me that The Accountant is Batman without the cape?
It's Batman with a gun.
It's so good. That's such a great analogy, and it was such a great movie. That is a beautiful franchise. The Accountant movies 1 and 2 are spectacular. And then just really quickly, to the people that were sitting behind home plate where we were lucky enough to sit last night, like I was just kind of studying, like, okay, who are these people? Are they people with lots of money? Are they just people that are happy to be there? They
not
are
you pocket watching.
Baseball fans. Like, what I realized was they are so serious. They're the ones that are really into it and talking about strategy. Like, so shout out to everybody that was sitting in that. I may have misjudged the people that sit down there.
Oh, you're saying
don't judge
a book by its cover, is what you're saying?
Because
Especially at a baseball game?
They probably are people with money that are sitting in these awesome seats, but they do it because they love it. I could just tell.
Mark, not everybody that's a baseball fan is poor like us, okay?
Well, that's true. That's true. But I was impressed.
Some people are wealthy.
Yeah. No, I know. But they're wealthy and they're into baseball. So I thought that was a great combination.
I had some friends get some good deals on tickets last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, it just depends on where you found them. We have Ian Happ coming up next. So that's happening live from Brick House Tavern. That's on the score.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.